This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
As far as the roster being set today, practice squad signings can start at noon. What are the parameters around that, or what changes can we start to expect to see now that we do have this initial roster?
Have you started to work on your practice squad?
I mean, no, because I don't have a practice squad. The Falcons do. I just know the guys I think will be on it, but I haven't really started trying to piecemeal it, like, as far as a prediction. No.
Yeah.
Because I think there's going to be 17 players, if you count Lenny Krieg, who I think will make it, because he's the pathway player.
Right. There's no downside.
So you got 16. I think there'll at least be 9 that we had in camp, at least. So I don't know where else they'll go. So I haven't really looked at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Nick Nash will be on it if he makes it.
I was gonna say, what if I ran through a couple and you say yes or no?
Okay.
All right, Simeon Barrow.
Yes.
Chris Blair.
Yes.
Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Jashawn Corbin.
No.
Okay. Dylan Drummond.
Yes.
Josh Gray.
Yep.
Nick Nash, you said.
Yep.
How about Josh Simon?
Yes.
I think so, too. Carlos Washington.
That's the running back I think will be on it.
Okay. Jordan Williams.
Yep.
Interesting. I don't see that one. Jordan Fuller, if they can.
Yeah.
I think they have to, right? Is it safety?
No, I don't think they have to.
They need safety depth somewhere.
They could get Henry Black.
That's true. All right. How about Ronnie Harrison? No. CJ Henderson?
I don't think. CJ Henderson, I think they would say yes to, but I don't know if that'll be an option.
Yeah. And then you got Khalid Kareem. I'm sure they would love to keep him around, but I don't know where the reps come. And then Brandon Parker. Easton Stick's got to be one of them.
Yeah, I think Street and Stick are. I don't think Kareem is.
And I would think, as far as their tackle depth right now, you probably need to keep Brandon Parker or Jordan Williams, one or the other.
I think Jordan Williams would be the guy. I don't think Brandon Parker. Brandon Parker was here last year, if I'm not mistaken, for a little bit. Sometimes when you're – because he's been in the league for a little bit, right?
He's been around a little bit.
Yeah, he's been around since 18 in the league, in and out, practice squads. They'd take Jordan Williams over him.
Yeah. I'll be curious to see what they do with this. They're going to have to keep a four safety somewhere. And you mentioned it could be Henry Black. He played a lot on Friday night. Jordan Fuller did not, but then Jordan Fuller gets released. So that's one of those ones with Jordan Fuller not really playing. You're like, oh, you know, locked up a roster spot. Oh, God, no, he didn't. But I'm with you. I think the ones that I definitely want to see stay, Simeon Barrow, I feel like there's a huge upside to him. Chris Blair, obviously, I've been a huge fan of coming through. And I had one more. Oh, Josh Simon. I think other than that, we'll see what happens.
How much movement do you think we can expect? Yesterday, you guys were kind of saying, like, over the next 12 hours after the roster gets set. Yeah. But how much movement are we really expecting over the next couple days?
Well, first and foremost, the list that the Falcons put out does not have Mike Jarrell on it, who they traded for yesterday. So they're going to figure that out.
Yeah, because that trade hasn't processed yet.
So, he's going to pass a physical or whatever else he needs to do. and you'll figure out where you go from there. I don't know. I would expect at least one more player to be added from another team.
And that could be why you see Jack Nelson right now on the roster.
Right, exactly.
He makes the initial 53. You kind of, once the trade is processed, you got to have a corresponding move, and they think, you know what, most teams probably will go ahead and they've already got what they want filled out, and we can easily snag Nelson to the practice squad.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, and we both thought they would keep 9 offensive linemen. They only have 8, but I'm with you. I think they stay at 8. I think that Jack Nelson gets pushed through to P squad, and you add Mike Jarrell. So, I don't know. I would expect at least one more.
Yeah.
One more move. Possibly two. I got to believe that they're looking for an interior offensive lineman. Got to believe.
I think they could be looking for another tackle, too. I mean, it just – the problem is, for me, okay, if they – then we know Jarrell's coming. If they're looking for another interior guy, that means somebody's not on the roster that's currently on the offensive line. Not named Jack Nelson. Let's take that one out because we think that could be the casualty for Jarrell. So that means it could be Hinton because Hinton is essentially the only backup you have in the interior right now.
Yeah.
He is the only backup.
Well, you got Javon Gwynn.
But yeah, that's true. But, I mean, Gwynn is only going to come in at center unless there's a dire emergency.
And Hinton's only going to come in at guard, so – I just think if you can find somebody that can do both and he's out there and he's available and he's athletic, then you probably would make that move. But
that means another position gets taken from.
Though. I agree. Unless they just outright let go of one of them and try to put, you know, a Gwynn on a practice
and
squad.
And that could be another reason why Felipe Franks is there, right?
Yeah, I agree.
So
it's one of those things. It's roster construction, guys. It's just that time of year.
It's roster construction. Are there any other guys that were cut yesterday from other NFL teams that you're seeing in your mentions? Like, oh, we should grab him. We need this guy.
Did we ever figure out the Patriots guy's name? Boats sent a text to me yesterday. I was like, oh, I've definitely watched this guy play before.
I think it's Cody Strange.
Yeah, I think that is it, too.
Well, that's not him. He's not a real estate guy.
No. The Patriots cut a guard center combo.
Cole.
Yeah.
Now Cole,
I could see that one happening. That's just he's an athletic dude. Kind of would. He's not a wide zone guy, but he's an athletic guy that you think would fit, and he can play both guard and center. He's first round talent, a lot of upside. So we'll see what options he has out there. Maybe there's a starting role for him somewhere else.
Dude.
But I don't know. We'll see.
He's a big dude. He's 6'6".
Did you guys see that the Saints did kind of kick the tires on Easton Stick?
I saw that. It's interesting. Don't blame him. I'd see you that, and I'd raise you a Jake Haener.
Well,
I'm going to play that game.
I'm not trying to be a jerk, but, Easton Stick or Spencer Rattler, I like Easton Sticks. I think they both do very similar things. Is Rattler as good with his legs as Stick? I don't think so. I think Stick is much.
He's pretty good.
Stick's very athletic. He's fast now.
So is Spencer Rattler, though.
Yeah.
He's solid with his legs.
I'd take my boy Easton in a foot race.
I'd take him over Tyler Shuck, though. I can tell you that. Heartbeat.
Yeah, but they didn't waste a second draft. That's a second round draft pick. You better be careful there. Yeah, a little Baron Burton's W sauce. I'm going to put it on my. I think I'm going to do a pork butt this weekend for a little tailgate. For the college football, so I'm probably use that as my binder. I got two things real quick. Caitlin Clark and Nike have released a new logo. This is the second company in like a week that's put out a logo that I think is garbage. The Cracker Barrel one was garbage. They've now went back to the OG. I don't know if you saw that last night. They went back. That's what happens when your stock tanks and you've wasted $700 million on a logo that you will now not use. That's called a new job for someone.
The new one was hideous.
Caitlin Clark's is like, there's like two, Gillen, you see it's like two C's and they're interlapping a little bit.
Yep.
I'm going to retweet it. I'm going to retweet this from the Bleach Report at Squidbilly929. And it's got the Nike logo on swoosh underneath it. It just looks silly to me. I don't understand it. Why don't you just do one C? Or like, it just looks silly. It looks like almost, it looks like two O's.
I agree with you, but I can't think of an athlete whose emblem actually looks cool.
MJ.
That's the OG. I think that's fair. But I mean, I just meant as far as their initials go.
Steph's isn't bad. I don't mind
Steph. Is Steph his initials?
I like
LeBron's looks weird.
The Junior Motorsports.
Yeah, kind of weird.
When Junior came out with Junior Motorsports, his was cool.
I can't even
still
think
is.
Of what his looks like.
It's like a JR, and then it's like Motorsports.
I actually like Chase Elliott's logo, speaking of which. But it's when you have your initials for your logo, it's just a weird deal.
I'll say this real quick about Caitlin Clark's logo. It would look good. It'll look good on some things. Like, I think it would look solid on, like, a tongue of a shoe or, like, the back of it, like, the heel of a shoe, maybe.
Yeah, tongue of a shoe would look good. That's a good call.
And I think, like, if you just have, like, a hoodie with, like, maybe just the logo, like, on the chest area or something like that, or maybe, like, sweatpants, like, on the, like, outside thigh or whatever, I think it would look fine. But, yeah, it just can't be – the logo doesn't need to be anywhere big. Like, it doesn't need to be big anywhere.
Yeah, the certain, smaller the –
It's like a Coach logo.
Yeah, the smaller the – Yes. Chanel, yes, it looks like Chanel is
what – that's what I mean.
It does,
the smaller the – I think that's a really good point. The smaller, the better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We don't have time because we're out of time. We got Josh Kendall coming up, but YouTube TV and Fox are now fighting. Happens every, I feel like every single year, it just happens as football starts. One of these providers fights with one of the TV companies, and then the TV networks, and then they go at it, and you miss either a week or 2 weeks of your football, and then you get it back, and everybody's mad, and somebody's going to lose customers.
It's unfortunate, but if you want a great day out on us, call into the show right now at 404-726-0929 for a chance to win a pair of tickets to an exclusive scrimmage between the Belize national team and Atlanta United 2 scrimmage. This is closed to the public, so it's Saturday, September 6th at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Training Ground in Marietta. We're going to have two winners right now, callers 8 and 9, 404-726-0929. And like Bo said, we've got Atlanta Falcons beat writer for The Athletic. Josh Kendall is coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you
Shea. Welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.